Good morning, everyone. John Henry Soto. Welcome to 7 a.m. Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. John Henry Soto here. Welcome to 7 a.m. It is March 29th, 2021. It is Monday. Strange day this morning. My wife went back to in-person teaching today for the first time in over a year. So it's pretty strange, to say the least. It felt like I was that first day of school when you're sending your child to school, getting them ready. I make her lunch, I cook her some lunch to take with her, and I make her breakfast, and then see her off. She was a little nervous because obviously she hasn't been back in the classroom for that long, and what to expect is always strange. She's got to wear the mask through the whole day. It's just one of those unfortunate situations we're all in, but she's doing that today, so it was a little bit different morning for me. I had to get up earlier to do all the food stuff and all the food prep and everything. But small price to pay. She's out. She's excited to actually be going out again. You know, getting some exercise and being able to see people and to travel and that's kind of cool. And then I'm here doing the homeschooling with the kids. We're going to be heading out later on for a few errands. And so it's interesting. I'm excited for her. And, we have some big plans this year and next year as well, especially this year. And so, but anyway, that was my morning. So I hope you're all having a great morning, getting ready to take on the week. It is Monday morning. I wanted to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember why I put it. I have a notebook full of topics that I generally cover or that come to me, and I'm like, oh, this just happened to me, or I just thought of this, or somebody mentioned this to me. And so it's about positive words. And, people always talk about, being positive and saying positive things, but I wanted to address a little bit more about using positive words towards yourself, because I hear sometimes people, the couple of expressions that I really, really just hate, because knowing the power of words, I didn't know that this was such a big deal, 28 years ago, right? Or at least 27 years ago, whatever it was, but now I see how incredibly damaging words can be if you use them in a negative way towards yourself. And one of the expressions that I always hear is like, well, with my luck, well, with my luck, that's going to happen. Well, with my luck, well, with our luck, that's going to happen, right? That's with our luck. And you sort of just like completely just squashed your own ability. In just that little phrase, you've basically stated to the world that you have bad luck because there's a history of bad luck with you. And maybe there isn't even a history, but it's just what people say. But the more people say this, the more bad luck and more things are going to happen to them, because they're creating their own platform. They're saying, well, with my luck, this is what I have. My luck is bad. I'm on it. I'm letting you know and the world. I'm letting myself know that this is what it is. And there you have it. So I start thinking about this, and I start thinking, why does someone say that? And a couple of reasons, I think. Obviously all this is my own personal views, right? But I think that there's an insecurity there. It's better to say, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to, with my luck, bad things are going to happen because this is just the way it is, because then you don't have to take responsibility for making it work, for making it go right, for being successful. You can just sit back and say, well, you know, of course, this is what happened. This is my luck. You know, I don't have good luck. So there you have it, you know. And the constant energy, even me talking about it right now and saying the expression makes me feel a little nauseous. Because, you know, if you really sit down and you audit your life and you think to yourself, am I lucky or am I unlucky? Trust me, you're lucky. If you're listening to this, if you can hear my voice, that means you have some sort of technical technology, some kind of device. If you have some sort of device, it means that you have to pay for that device with some sort of form of income. If you have some sort of form of income, it means you can buy some food. If you're listening to this and you're not buying food, then you have an issue, right? But you're obviously eating at some point. You have money for food. If you have money for food, that means you have money, pretty much have money to live somewhere, right? You have housing, you have food, you have technology to listen to this and to watch other things. You are already one of the luckiest people on the planet. Because if you really audit the planet and look at who has what, you realize you are one of the top percent of people with that has the ability to be happy just because of things, of stuff, right? Not because of emotional or spiritual guidance or anything like that, but just physical stuff. And if you have these physical things, you have the ability to help others. You have the ability to be able to navigate through the world knowing what's happening around you. And so already you are lucky. Already you are lucky. So the expression with my luck is so wrong on so many levels. On so many levels, if you use it and you say this, that's number one. A couple of other expressions that I really do not like is when someone suggests to you that you're taking, you know, to take it easy. So the expression "take it easy," he said, you know, you should take it easy. You should relax. You know, don't stress. Don't, you know, even though you're not stressed or because you're just working, they see you doing a lot of productive things, right? And they say, you know, you got to be careful. You don't want to burn out, you know. That is a negative thing, even though it's coming from a place of they're caring about you to a certain degree. But I think it also comes from a place that the abilities that you're showing, the push that you're showing, the work ethic that you're showing is something that it's difficult for them to comprehend, for them to even want to even address that. And it's much easier for them to say, take it easy, because it's stressing me out. You know, I want to just go home and watch TV for 7 hours a day, and you're out there doing things. Can you just stop it? Please stop it. So that is what I think it is. It's an insecurity on what someone else is accomplishing. And I know this for a fact, because whenever in the past, I would think that someone was doing a lot that maybe they were actually, you know what? No, I don't think I've actually ever really felt that way. When someone is working hard or doing a thing, I always kind of have admiration for them. Now, obviously, there's management, right? There's balancing the dynamics that I talk about, right? The eight dynamics, the first, the second, meaning the family unit, the third, the groups, the fourth, mankind, the fifth, everything that's alive, that's not human, vegetables, plants, flowers, trees, grass. the six is all the physical things that we have, all the hard stuff that we have, you know, around. The seventh is the spiritual, you as a spiritual being. The eighth is God. So these eight dynamics have to be balanced in order for one to find happiness. If you're unethical on one of them, meaning like if you're unethical on a group level, for instance, and you go to a job and you don't really do a good job at work, you just slack off, right? Well, you're kind of like hurting that third dynamic group that you're involved, people are paying you and you're not taking responsibility for the job. It can help. It can be bad if you lose your job for your family. It can be bad for your first dynamic. It can be bad for as a whole, for the planet. It can be bad for so many different, for all the dynamics, right? So there's a balancing act that you have to work with when you're trying to do a lot of different things. So I make sure that I have time for my family. I make sure that I have time for any musical things that I'm doing, any film projects, any whatever it is. You know, yesterday I gave an acting class to a young girl that goes to our Classical Conversations homeschooling program that my daughter is in. A 10-year-old girl, very talented, very very smart young lady, and her mother brings her here and we do an acting class. After that, I packed up my stuff and I went over to the recording studio a friend of mine has down here on in Bayonne, and he's recording a series of songs, some of them covers, some of them originals, and he asked me to play on 3 tracks. So I went there and I spent a few hours with him, longer than I thought, but we had just had a great time. Then we had a really nice talk afterwards. And and I got to do that. Then I came home. I had to make some food. And, you know, it's not a complicated thing. It just has to be balanced. You know, I've put some time aside with me and my daughter so we could actually spend some time together. I signed us up for a tap dancing class, which that should be fun. I'll have some footage of that if anybody's interested in a good laugh. You can follow me on John Henry Soto at Instagram or anywhere. I'll be putting up some stuff, but that's going to start on April 11th. And that's going to be a very rewarding thing to spend that time with. It's really only to spend time with her. It's not because I really want to learn how to tap dance, although that's going to be a lot of fun to do, you know. But she's really excited about it. We got our tap shoes and come in and all that stuff. So that's one thing that I make sure I have with my son. I make sure I play with him, make sure that we spend quality time, make sure that I talk to him, I listen to him, I acknowledge him. These kind of things in between all the stuff that I'm doing, I make sure that I don't forget about it. You know, I make sure that it's part of my daily routine. And that's part of the balancing act, right? Now, when I'm talking to them, I also make sure that I use positive words. You know, I don't say anything about myself negative. I don't say anything about my wife negative to them. I don't say negative about our situation. I don't like to use the expression, we don't have money for that. You know, I never did when before we have money. You know, we have some money now, but even before when we didn't have any money, you know, when we were completely broke, when it was just me and my wife and we were struggling at times, I didn't like the expression, we don't have money, because I grew up listening to that and hearing that expression, you know, we don't have money. You keep saying you don't have money, trust me, you're not going to have money. You know, you have to say other things, use other energies. You say, okay, let's figure out how we can get that. How can we make that happen? What do we have coming in that we can balance and maybe put some money towards that thing? You know, don't say no. Don't say I can't. Don't say we don't have. You know, don't say can't, don't, you know, not happening. Don't say these things. You know, just think about it and say, oh, okay, well, let's see how we can do this. Let's sit down. Okay, well, we have this amount of money. We have that. Okay, well, maybe we can take a couple of bucks and put it there, and maybe we can just save, and maybe in 6 months we can get what we want. What do you think? You know, and use a positive language. Ooh, that was my stomach. You heard that? Sound like a little monster in there. Use positive words to reinforce your future and to put it there and to create it there. One of the things that I like to do is I like to give high fives to my wife, who sometimes has her doubts about stuff, you know, when she wants to accomplish something or she's like, I don't know. But, and I always stop for a second. I'll say, well, what is it that you want? Right? What is it that you want? She says, well, I want, and I always use a story back when we were in Sunnyside, before kids, before, you know, when we were just kind of, I guess, newlyweds to a certain degree, 4 or 5 years married, or maybe 6 years, whatever. And she said, I asked her, well, what is it that you want to do? You know, she said, well, I want to teach at that college, the college that was not too far from us. I was like, okay, high five it. That's what you're going to do. You know, we high fived, and that's where she went, you know, and she got it. You know, now, of course, I have to remind her. I said, remember when we high fived? Because she forgets. And then when we were trying to find a place to live, you know, we were living in Sunnyside, Queens, in a tiny little cramped apartment. We had a daughter. We had to figure out a place to go. We came to, we went to Union City. Then we went to Jersey City. Then we stopped off, and our last place was Bayonne, New Jersey. And we walked around. We're like, it's kind of nice over here. It's pretty chilled out little community. I can get to New York City. I was working in New York City a lot. So I was like, it's not too bad, you know. And we were standing at the bus stop heading home, and my wife had my daughter's, you know, with the carrying thing on her body. And she said, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like it here. And I was like, do you want to live here? She's like, yeah, I do. I was like, high five it. And so she gave me, of course, my wife is very tall, so I have to kind of jump up to give her the high five. But we got it done. And I said, all right, so this is where we're going to live. And, you know, sure enough, I think within like 2 weeks, we actually had the place that we wanted. Another thing was the positive reinforcement, which is such a corny expression. And I'm sorry I used it, right, because it's been overused. But just using positive energy, right, positive hope, right? You know, people say, you know, hope, right? So it's not hope, because hope doesn't really put any energy behind it. Hope is just hope, right? There's no work behind it. People can just hope they get something, but just sit back and not do anything, right? But it is energy. It's work. You know, it's work. It's movement. It's getting the body going, getting the mind going, getting that positive energy to not just be words, but also to be actions, right? And that whole thing, when we were looking for a place here in Bayonne, I was between gigs. I was literally not, I didn't have a steady gig of any kind. I didn't have papers to show that I was working here. My wife was still not fully hired as a teacher. She just had left a job. So we were literally not really sure how we were going to get this place, but we just met the people. We were positive, nice people. And I said, let's just talk to them. You know, we're not lying to anybody. We're capable of handling this apartment, you know? And sure enough, we moved. We got the place. They said we're approved. You know, they didn't even check. I think our credit was okay at that point. I don't even remember, but it probably, if it wasn't, whatever it was, we got the place. And it was because of positivity. It was because we were not thinking, you know, we didn't use the expression. I was like, well, how are we going to do this? There's no way we're going to be able to get this place, because how are we going to do this? It's impossible. We don't have this. We don't have that. We don't have, you know, if you start going, taking that route and start taking that viewpoint, you're going to struggle not only in getting the things that you want, but you're going to make those around you struggle as well. And it's not really our fault, right? It's part of our insecurities that we have on trying to achieve things that we know are difficult, you know. And if they were easy, trust me, every single person would be achieving everything, right? They'd be everybody would be rich, everybody would have big homes, everybody would have all the gadgets and furnishings and food and everything that they want if it was just easy to have it all, to just have it all, right? It's not. It's a push. You know, you're fighting against you know, not only you're fighting against yourself, but you're fighting against others who are also competing for that. You're fighting against a system that's really sometimes not geared to fully help you, especially if you want to achieve something greater. There's a lot of things that are barriers that are against you that you have to break through. And the power that you have is in the mind. You know, it's in your heart. It's in you as a spiritual being. That's the power that you have. You have the power to overcome obstacles based on you saying and showing that energy in positive words and positive actions. That is the power that you have as a spiritual being on this planet. So that's just a little bit of a reinforcement of the power of positive words. You know, if you constantly, you wake up in the morning, you say, today I'm going to have a great day. Even if you don't feel that hot, you say, you know what, I'm going to work really hard to have a great day today. How can I make that happen? Let me go get organized, get a book. I got my little notebook here where I write all my notes. This is a new one because I used to have a green one that I filled up to the max. And write down your day plan. Write down what are you planning on doing today. And you should have that already the night before. I think I went over that on a couple of things that I talked about, right? I say get up early. There's three things that I say, right? Get up early every single day, even on weekends, on your days off, right? Which I know sounds crazy, but do that, right? Make your plan of what you're going to do the day before. So at night when you go to bed, you know what your day is going to look like. And it doesn't have to be complicated. I'm going to go, I got to do some errands. I'm going to spend like an hour on Instagram promoting my business. I'm going to create a LinkedIn account, which I hear is fantastic. I'm going to go on another platform and research that. I'm going to do those things. And I'm going to spend about 2 hours with that in the evenings before bed, after I get home from work, whenever it is. Plan your day. And then in the morning, eat healthy. You know, eat something that's going to give you energy. Not too many carbs. Don't eat a donut. Don't eat a bagel with cream cheese. You know, bagel cream cheese, it's just like, you're just knocking yourself out. It's going to last you about 2 hours, and then you're going to burn out, and your mental brain, your capacity is just not going to be able to fulfill the actions that you've set yourself for, right? That you set up for yourself. So you have to give yourself some decent protein. If you do eggs, do the eggs. Try to keep the carbs down in the morning. Kind of give yourself some protein, get a drink. Make sure you drink a lot of water throughout the day. Water is extremely important throughout, you know, to just drink throughout the day. And make sure that, because remember, our bodies are machines. And if you're not giving it the right proper, you know, you're not putting oil in the machine, and you're not putting in enough the proper gas, it's not going to run correctly. And it's not just physically of moving. It's not getting fat. It's not getting too skinny or getting weak. It's your mental capacity is also not going to be there. So when your mental facilities are out, you're not going to make proper decisions because you're not thinking straight. You're not thinking clearly, right? And it's just, you know, and this is like, obviously, you know, drugs and alcohol, that's a whole other level of that, right? You know, I talk about that with this little booklet here, right? The truth about drugs. This actually has a tremendous amount of information on all the drugs that are out there, including prescription drugs, right? But it is one of the way to happiness, which I'm offering here free. If anybody's interested, I could send you a digital file, or I can actually mail to you an actual physical book that you can have. And it has 21 precepts in there that will help you kind of navigate through the muck sometimes of the world. And it has positive language in it. It's not just like telling you how the world was bad and the world is going to burn and we're all going to burn in hell. It actually has positive actions. When you're spiritually positive, you're putting out positive energy, and that will get you far in life for sure. I guarantee. All right, my friends, thank you very much for spending the morning with me. I appreciate you very much. Have a wonderful day out there. Make today great. Do the things that you love. Take care of yourselves, and remember to eat well this morning and start using these positive words. Thank you very much. And as always, peace.